USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is forgiving $10,000 of student loan debt. However, it doubles to $20,000 in forgiveness if the person got a Pell Grant. Meantime, the student loan pause will be extended through the end of the year. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady calls out the legality of Biden's executive order on Fox Business.
I don't believe this is legal. Look, the president is trying to use taxpayers as a personal campaign slush fund. And it's wrong. And I don't believe he has the legal authority to do it. But I think to your bigger point, this is just so unfair.
Kentucky lawmakers are working together to help flood victims. Governor Andy Beshear has signed off on a special session that's bringing state officials to Frankfort today to discuss the next steps in helping eastern Kentucky's flood victims. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Voters went to the polls in Oklahoma, New York, and Florida on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau has some of the more notable results.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday.
Lawyers for Tesla are asking that a California civil rights lawsuit at its assembly plant in Fremont be dismissed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Florida federal judge is demanding more details on why former President Donald Trump's legal team is requesting a special master regarding the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends that more needs to be made public.
I want a special master to look at what was seized. I don't trust the taint team. I want somebody outside of DOJ to look through these documents to see what is privileged, what is attorney-client.
Graham adding he wants the affidavit to be released to the public. Comments are landing someone who talks politics in the unemployment line.
A political commentator is out of a job after poking fun at former President Donald Trump's appearance during a live telecast, according to a Georgia news outlet. WSB-TV Atlanta cut ties with longtime analyst Bill Crane on Monday following his remarks about Trump's, quote, looming orange face, unquote, and influence in the upcoming midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Trigger laws banning most abortions with limited exceptions are set to take effect in three states, Texas, Idaho, and Utah, on Thursday. When these laws go into effect, a dozen states in total will have banned abortion. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.